Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisny, and this is the Midday News. Traffic is interrupted all day at Gare de l'Est in Paris after an arson attack on electric cables in a switch post in Seine-et-Marne. The SNCF and the Minister of Transport have denounced a malicious act. A complaint has been filed. A dismissal for Gérald Darmanin. The Paris Court of Appeal confirms the first court's decision of last July regarding the accusation of rape against the Minister of the Interior. This complaint had been filed by a woman who accused the current resident of Place Beauvau of having sexually assaulted her in 2009 when he was in charge of the Legal Affairs Department of the UMP. Gérald Darmanin filed a complaint for false accusations. He had taken the law into his own hands by assaulting the alleged aggressor of his daughter. A father is on trial from today before the criminal court of Roanne for aggravated assault. At the end of October, a 16-year-old boy had broken into his home before sexually assaulting his 6-year-old daughter. The winter holidays could be disrupted in ski resorts. Force Ouvrière and the CGT call for mobilization against the pension reform. The two unions have filed an unlimited strike notice for ski lifts from January 31st. And beyond the pension reform, the organization also intends to maintain pressure to demand better wages as well as unemployment insurance adapted to seasonal workers. The NUPES will file a request for a referendum on the pension reform. The Alliance of the Left wants the French to be consulted on raising the legal retirement age to 64. This proposal will be made on February 6 at the Assembly as soon as the parliamentary debate on the text opens. And then tennis at the Australian Open, the quarterfinal between the Greek Tsitsipas, number 3, and the Czech Leika is taking place right now. A little earlier today, the Russian Kachanov qualified for the semifinals after the withdrawal of the American Korda. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Noelle Boisny for English Waves.